Welcome to Return to the Word. So glad to have you with us today. I'm going to be talking with a very special guest here in just a moment, Lois Chan, who's the author of a book called Unholy Alliance, The Dangers of Mixing Pop Psychology with Christian Truth. And what is interesting, Dr. Chan has made a startling discovery, as the book says. Thousands of Christian leaders, including pastors, counselors, and popular authors, have unknowingly incorporated New Age-channeled demonic teaching into their own teachings. And what you will find that people thinking that psychology is relatively benign and that you can work it into the church very easily, that it's very compatible with biblical doctrine, are mistaken, and they're becoming very confused. You will find that some of these channeled teachings are appearing in Christian psychology books and sermons and counseling. Dr. Chan will tell us about the influences of New Age thinking on the leading methods of counseling and how there are just so many who are being deceived by this, frankly, a very insidious doctrine. She says in the book cover, 25 years ago, I warned my students that the next wave of apostasy in the Christian church would come through the door of a counseling psychology, and she's quoting Howard Eyrich there. I saw this interesting paragraph, Lois, in the introduction to your book. It says here, the child within was never loved enough. We need to give the child the love he or she wants. Otherwise, the child stubbornly refuses to grow until they get that missing love. As a result, some people continuously project parent onto everyone in their adult life. Many men are drawn into relationships seeking a mother, not a wife, lover, or friend. Even when they find someone who's willing to act like their mother, eventually they realize that, try as you might, you are not my mother. In any case, they continue to project mother onto everyone. Does this sound familiar? If you guess this is a quote from one of your favorite Christian psychologists, you're in for a big surprise, because this is the teaching of a very famous New Age channeled spirit guide or demon, Lazarus. In fact, most New Age channeled demonic teachings were found in secular psychology, and more than half of them are found in Christian psychology. Lois, welcome to our program today.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate you taking time to be with us. Now, you have written this book, The Unholy Alliance, Dangers of Mixing Pop Psychology with Christian Truth. Why did you write it?
First thing, I would like to make it clear, I'm not trying to shock people. This is not my intention.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this is a long story. I see the Lord leading me through this. And first of all, many years ago, I'm trying to help a sister with a demonic problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I read a lot of books on New Age and occult, and that was my first time exposed to this kind of philosophy
mm-hmm.
and practices. And then later on, during the process of helping her, and I found a Christian psychologist who used this New Age techniques, and I was quite surprised. And so I realized those books written by Christian and New Age researchers are not exaggerating. And then later on, the Lord gave me an opportunity to write a series on the New Age movement for
mm-hmm.
a Chinese Christian magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to do some in-depth research. And so I read a few of those channeled publications. Now, I'd like to explain what channeling is first.
Okay.
And this is a New Age term, but this is not a New Age concept. And in the old days, those spirit mediums let demons take over their body
mm-hmm.
and use their mouth to talk, sometimes use their hands to write. And we call those spirit mediums in the old days, but in the New Age circle, they are called channelers. And so this act, this whole thing is called channeling. And so the famous ones, famous channelers, will have published books with those teachings they get through the demons. So I read a couple of those, and I was horrified, because I found the demons are not only teaching you how to do meditation or talking about metaphysics, they talk about pop psychology.
Mm.
Just like the one you read, the Lazarus, talking about the inner child, this sounds just like pop psychology.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So when it's time to determine my dissertation, then, so I think this is what I'm going to say. I want to see how much of these general teachings are actually found in secular psychology and Christian psychology.
You know, what's so frightening about this and so sad is that the church across America, Lois, I'm finding, and I've spoken in places across this country, churches that at one point would have been considered very conservative, biblical, orthodox churches who would tell you they believe that the Bible is inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. But when it comes to the area of counseling, they believe that psychology really has something to offer and that it's safe and that it's trustworthy. What do you say to someone who believes that psychology is okay for the Christian?
I found this amazing. I found Christians, very evangelical Orthodox Christians, will believe in virgin birth, will believe in bodily resurrection, but they do not believe the Bible is sufficient for daily life.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. And the Bible said very clearly, like in 1 Timothy 3:17, 16, 17, say the Bible's teaching is sufficient thoroughly to tell us, make the Christians to know what is a good work. So in another word, the Bible's teaching is very sufficient. Tell us everything. Give us all the information about what is good, what is bad. That means give us guidance in how to think, how to act, what is moral, what is, should be our worldview, and things like that. So I find it unbelievable.
Well, I do too. And you mention in your book here, you use an illustration in chapter one about bird flu and how, you know, we want to protect ourselves from something like that so that our health agencies get all involved in that. And yet when it comes to doctrine in the church, we're not nearly as careful.
Exactly. Exactly. We think that it's okay to have all the sermons or books, Christian books, and infiltrated by other theories or secular thoughts. And I think this is partly the spirit of this world or this current society. They think that moral or truth is relative. You can think this way, doesn't matter. You can think that way, doesn't matter. And especially psychology is in the same area about morality and value and worldview. And we bring them in here because all we're talking about the same thing. Actually, it's very different. Especially my book has pointed out that the demons are teaching the same thing. And you don't want demons to come in, isn't it?
Exactly.
The psychology is being infiltrated by demonic teachings. And we bring psychology in, just we risk bringing the demonic teachings in. And that's dangerous.
It's very dangerous. And I want to ask you, are you finding this also in the Chinese Christian community? Is this as strong there, or is this primarily in the just the Western community? What are you finding?
I think the Chinese community is going the same direction and just a slower pace. Now, for example, and I understand psychology is being brought into the Western church after the Second World War, right?
Yes.
And that's like the 40s, 50s. And then in the Asia, like in China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, psychology is being brought in the 70s. So everything is a little bit slower and later. So it's same direction.
And is it weakening? Do you see this weakening the local church?
Yes, definitely, yes. And I will find sermons were laced with psychology. And I saw Christian fellowships or fellowship in a church, and they said, oh, we're not going to study the Bible. We don't do Bible study. So boring. So why don't we just bring in some Christian psychologist lectures, videotapes instead?
Yeah.
And so that's dangerous.
I'm seeing this happen across the country, and you're exactly right. You mentioned that there are problems with Christian bookstores that are selling more psychology than books on the Bible. What's happening there? Kind of spread that out for us.
No, I'm just saying there are a lot of Christian books that are either completely, totally psychology-based, or they are being influenced by psychology to different degrees, and there are lots of them.
There are indeed. In fact, I see some of the publishers today. I'm distressed to see that many of them will publish sometimes one book that's very solid, and the same publisher then will put out a book that is full of heresy, full of untruth, full of psychology, and they don't even see the contradiction.
That's correct, yes.
I want to ask you, what makes your book different from so many that are talking about the issues of psychology?
Okay, first of all, I think my book and my research is the first one in the area of channeling from a Christian point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think this is the, I think there should be no other book who will compare any New Age channel teachings with psychology, both secular and Christian psychology. And then, and I think this is a new angle to look at the integration movement, the controversy of it. And there are other people who speak up about against integration with different reasonings. For example, psychology has many anti-Christian elements in it, or they may say that the New Age movement and psychology is merging. But I go one step further. To look at one particular phenomenon, which is the most important one, is channeling. So this book is not just an assertion. This book is based on research.
Tell us about the research, how you went about that.
Oh, I live in the California Bay Area, and this is a perfect place to study New Age movement. Now, New Age bookstores around, and even secular, just regular bookstores, carry a lot of New Age books. And all I do is to pick out 20-some channeled teaching books from New Age bookstores and other secular bookstores. And then I organize them, organize the channeled teachings.
Mm-hmm.
And then for each one, I go to secular psychology and Christian psychology to see if I find anyone teaching the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about some of the specific doctrines that you found, first of all, in the channeling books, that then you found in psychology.
In the channeled books, okay, most spirit guides will emphasize a couple of things. We are God, that's pantheism, or we are all one, monism. And then they will emphasize reincarnation. And then if they are not talking about this kind of theology, more like that, and they will teach how you to do meditation. And that's another one, another teaching I found them all really emphasize again and again is self-love, which is the same thing as self-esteem.
Yeah.
Now, some of them use the term self-esteem, but not all of the spirit guys use this term self-esteem. They may use self-love or self-esteem, but the teaching is just like what we saw in pop psychology.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break, Lois, and we're going to come back in just a moment. We're talking with Lois Chan about her book, Unholy Alliance. It is one I think would help you to understand how there is such a danger with psychology today being integrated into the church. You don't want to do that. Hope you'll think about it. We'll be back in just a moment with Lois Chan and her book, Unholy Alliance. Welcome back to Return to the Word. We're talking today with Lois Chan about her book, Unholy Alliance, The Dangers of Mixing Pop Psychology with Christian Truth. You know, God's Word tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that we cannot mix the two. It talks about the sacrifices of pagans are offered to demons, not to God. And I don't want you to participate with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons too. You cannot have a part in both the Lord's table and the table of demons. Lois, I'm assuming that's part of your concern, that there are those who are, on the one hand, they are saying that they're following Jesus Christ and the Word of God, but in reality are taking the teachings that have come from godless philosophers and godless psychiatrists, such as Sigmund Freud, Carl Jung and others who, by the way, Carl Jung had a very spiritual view on life. It was just not the spirit of God. It was the spirit of Satan that he was following as a result. But there are many people who cannot make a, they can't see the difference between the two. I want to ask you about some of the practical concerns that you see when people allow the kind of doctrines of demons to permeate their minds, such as the self-esteem doctrines and others like this. What are the outworkings of that? What actually happens to their life as a result?
Oh, I think there will be more or less some bad influence and some undesirable results. Depends on how much you are into this New Age psychology.
Mm-hmm.
When I say New Age psychology, it doesn't have to be very obvious New Age. For example, the example we just read about the inner child problem,
mm-hmm.
and that is not, most people don't consider it very New Age. Now, but if you buy into it, you will think, oh, my problem is because I come from a dysfunctional family, and when I was a child, I wasn't loved good enough. So, and I believe that, and that's not what the Bible teaches.
That's right.
So, now, and then the same spirit guide who talked about the inner child problem, the passage we just read, will teach you to use meditation to resolve the problem of childhood.
Mm.
And I see exactly the same thing in the secular world. They teach you use meditation.
Yeah.
To, or they may use different names, hypnosis, visualization, relaxation. And they're actually the same thing. These are very dangerous practices.
They really are. And you mentioned in your book some of the outworkings here on page 123, talk about autonomy, how there's this issue of wanting to run one's own life rather than turning our hearts over to the Lord. And that's part of what comes through this kind of teaching. You mentioned here relativism,
mm-hmm.
that all truth, you know, the truth is in the eye of the beholder. And others say all truth is God's truth. There is no...
Mm-hmm.
No specific truth at all. I find this rampant in the psychological teachings.
Then, yes, that is correct, yes.
You go on and you mention moral issues,
mm-hmm.
how when a person buys into this New Age teaching and psychological teaching, it has an impact on morality. What did you mean by that?
Because in the New Age teachings, the channel teachings, will tell you there is nothing called right or wrong, no morality. This is something you don't want, okay?
Yeah.
And then in the secular world, things may tune down a little. And in the Christian world, things, same teaching may tune down even a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be influenced more or less, different degree that, oh, there's no such thing called right and wrong. There's a lot of things that are personal choice, and it's my interpretation of the Bible, or... these will influence you, and they will have a bad influence, more or less.
I want to ask you about the word or the phrase soulmate. You'll hear this on television. There's an ad for a dating service, a pairing off service that is just flooding the airwaves anymore, and they talk about the soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a concern about that phrase. What's your problem with that?
Now, soulmate, most people, especially Christians, they think this is a romantic term, this means, oh, this is the right person for me, this is made for me. And actually, this has a metaphysical tradition. Quite a number of spirit guides talk about soulmate. And they talk about, originally, when people were created, God led those spirits to indwell people.
Mm-hmm.
And they were no such thing called male and female, they were one piece. And then later on, they decided to split into a male part and a female part.
Mm-hmm.
So these two are soulmates. And during many, many generations of reincarnation, they sometimes can meet. So this is a metaphysical tradition, which is definitely unbiblical. Now, so I understand 99.99% of Christians, when they use the term soulmate, this is not what they meant.
Right.
But being used to or accepting a metaphysical term, mm-hmm. sometimes may have bad consequences.
Yeah.
And we find out, oh, that's what it meant.
No, I agree with you, and I think that there are people who are who truly are being led astray. But I think some are even buying into the idea, you know, you talk about the, in psychology, the split personality,
mm-hmm.
and you talk about people who they believe that they have multiple personalities inside.
Mm-hmm.
That really is, in some ways, the an outworking of this soulmate idea that the person can be split and now they're trying to find their other half, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the teachings that in every male there is a female side or female portion in his
correct.
Psychology and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of Christian leaders talking. I read a book by a woman Christian leader who was talking about her male self and how she had to find her male self.
This is definitely New Age psychology.
Absolutely. And it was very, by the way, it destroyed her ministry, her ministry and her husband's ministry. They were very prominent on the radio and in television, and she got so caught up in some of these New Age doctrines that it literally destroyed their ministry, and even to this day, it's just had damaging effect upon their lives.
Well, even it won't destroy a person's ministry, it more or less will have a bad effect on their family and their marriage. Isn't it true?
Absolutely right. And that's what concerns us so much, folks, and we're talking about these doctrines that come out. People think that psychology is neutral, that it doesn't teach doctrinal, statements. It doesn't give you philosophies. It does not. They just say, well, it's just neutral. We're just dealing with emotions and all. But they're not. These are dealing with beliefs. They're dealing with the way that you value things and the way that you decide, you make decisions. How is this going to affect my family and what is this? How am I going to achieve emotional well-being? How am I going to find the self-esteem that everybody tells me that I just have to have? I want to ask you, Lois, just in general speaking, tell me some of the problems that you're seeing now out in California, and I think California normally leads the way when it comes to some of these concerns. What are some of the latest things that you're seeing in psychology and in counseling and in the church?
Well, if you are in California, you see the most New Age psychology. And I'm hoping this is only in California. Now, for example, just a couple of years ago, and I see a university's extension course teaching you how to do meditation
mm-hmm.
and how to communicate with your deceased loved ones. Now, what is this? This is talking to demons, right?
Yes.
And then similar things I was told that also in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And then lately I found out very similar thing also taught in Taiwan. Now, so I think this may be the latest. Of course, psychology is a very big area, different people with different theories. But more or less, the general trend is more toward the New Age side.
Mm-hmm. Toward mysticism. And
right.
Is there, do you see any of the seances and that sort of thing coming into the church itself?
I personally haven't seen any of these
mm-hmm.
in the church yet.
Yeah.
But if they're in the church, they may be under different names.
Yeah. What about the issues of homosexuality and immorality coming in by way of psychology and this sort of thing? Are you seeing that happen within churches themselves?
Yes, I do. Of course, we all know psychology is one of the major forces to push homosexuality out of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's leading the way and it's supporting the same-sex marriage and everything. There's a big controversy going on. And there are some churches beginning to re-examine and they say, oh, the doctors are telling us homosexuality is normal, so they accept that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure we all see this in America. Same thing is happening in Asia.
Hmm. It's happening in churches across this country, and that's our concern today, folks. I'm talking with Lois Chan about her book, Unholy Alliance, and you would be able to get a copy of this book if you would like to have this to examine, to see the very close connection between New Age doctrines and psychology that is sweeping into the churches all across this country. I'd invite you to order out a copy of the book, Unholy Alliance. You can get it right here at Return to the Word for a gift of $15 or more. We'd love to have you order that out. You can call us at your convenience at 1-888-GOD'S-WORD. That's 1-888-463-7967. And ask the person who takes your call that tell them you'd like to get a copy of this book. Ask them to mail that out to you. We'd love to get this into your hands. And I have to tell you that whenever you order out literature from Return to the Word, it helps our ministry. And we're so grateful for those of you who are helping out in numbers of ways. Also, if you'd like to help out with getting this message out across the country that God's Word is more than enough and that you need to come back to the Word of God, you can just help us by telling others about the broadcast. You can go to returntotheword.org. Your friends in any part of the country can listen to this broadcast, not only on the airwaves, but over the internet if they can't get it on their local station. And they can find out more about this going to returntotheword.org. If you'd like to help us with the financial costs of the ministries, please feel free to do that. If you've already helped out your local church and that listener-supported station near you, then feel free to help us as well. We appreciate it so very, very much. And Lois, I want to thank you for being with us today as we've talked with you about your book. God bless you. And stay with us. We'll talk for just a moment right after the broadcast. Stay with me. We'll be right back.